La première question, the first question, will go to Chris, the AHL report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, Joel.
Hey, Chris.
Can you talk to us about Maxime Vaillancourt, who will be joining the team on March 15th? So what can you tell us about him?
Yeah, he's the goalie coach and the video coordinator for the Armada in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. That's the team that I'm part owner with Quebecor. So I've worked with Max for 12 years. I think even more, to be honest. So Max, I know him very well. He knows me very well. And with the Q having bubble, where they play for a weekend or 7 days. So now they have one ending up in Rimouski today. So they have a bit of a break after that. And on the flip side, Max has been a great goalie coach for our organization with the Armada and great video guy. He's really close with Marco Marciano. They work together in hockey school in the morning. He's part of the family, to be honest. So it was a natural, it was just a matter of working it out with, you know, with the Armada. But if it was a normal season, it'd be a little difficult. But because they're creating bubble and they're going to be off for a little bit, it's perfect timing. And it's great experience for him too. He deserves it. You know, he's excited about coming, working with the goalie that he already knows, to be honest, because you've seen them and met them in the summer with Marco. So it was an easy fix right away when it happened. That was my plan.
And now for the upcoming week until he joins the team, will the goalies, will they still be in touch remotely with Marco? How will that work?
Yeah, it'll be with Marco, and Max will join in the probably the conversation. So obviously he has to start his quarantine tomorrow. So he won't be on a trip with us for the next three games. He'll be joining us right after. Which is fine. That was, you know, regardless if we would have anybody else, he would have started quarantine on Friday. He couldn't come on the trip. So it doesn't change anything. So obviously the communication between Sean Burke, Marco and Max will be outstanding. I have no concern about that. That's like as good as it can get for channel of communication. And, so like I said, it was the perfect fit.
And Xavier Ouellette and Laurent Dauphin got a call to head west with the Canadiens. Can you talk about both players and what you've seen from them
you
this
know what,
year?
They have experience for the NHL. It's a different reality, obviously, with Taxi Squad. They deserve it. They've been good with us. They have good attitude. They were a leader in what we did here. So at one point, some guy needs to go and be in the Taxi Squad. And I think that where they are in their career and what they've done with us and how much we know them, it's going to be a good opportunity for them to be around the NHL guy and if ever they get the call. So, I think it's part of the game. And you know what, we're going to give opportunity to other guys here too. So that's part of the AHL. So it's all good with me.
Jared Book.
As well. Just a technical question. You know, obviously, the combination goalie coach, video coach is new this year because of everything that's going on. What are the responsibilities of, in terms of with skaters and things like that? Is it just working with goalies and cutting video, or do they have interaction with the skaters as well?
Well, that's not new, by the way. Marco's been doing this for years, and Max too. So not every goalie coach, but when a goalie coach can do this, then that's give them more. You know, more leverage probably when to get into hockey and to get to Hockey Canada and stuff. So, you know, it's being versatile is really good. So what happened is they work with the goalie. They do have the plan to goalie. They do, you know, work with us with video during games and when we have presentation, but they're also helpful on the ice when we do drills. So they're capable of jumping in drills and creating decoy or helping with passes or, you know, putting the puck in the area where we need it. So we have a good tempo in practice. So that's what I said. Marco's not joining us on the trip out west. If for some reason, technicality, Marco would join us, Max will help tremendously. Like, there's a lot of work to do. So Francis Bouillon is not coming on the road. We've talked about it. He's helping out. Francis Bouillon's been outstanding here. But like he said, he wants to be player development. He doesn't want to be a coach. He doesn't want to get involved in the technical part. although he's been really helpful in practice, and I want to thank him for that. So Max knows how to behave, and a goalie coach knows how to behave on the ice when there's a drill. Like Sean Burke last year would come with us and he would step on the ice and practice would be done. And I would always say, God, like they know what's going on. He would jump in drills. He would create situation. He would push puck in the right area. He would be out of the way. Like when practice started, the goalie coach helped a lot.
And you mentioned that Max is kind of part of the family. You know, you've known him for a long time. You've known Dominic a long time. You've known Marco, Daniel a long time. Is that kind of an advantage that you guys have, all kind of having that those long-term relationships as opposed to maybe other organizations that are more spread out and bring guys together?
Well, it doesn't hurt. I tell you what. You know, yeah. Like somebody told me, without connection and relationship in your field, like you're nothing. It doesn't matter how much money you got. If you have no connection or you have no relationship or, you know, people you can work with, you're going to be alone. I'm very blessed and lucky to have, you know, I mean, you forget Alex Burrows. So you look like you got Alex Burrows, you got Dom up top, then you got here, you got Marco, myself, Dan, and you got Max that's going to be joining us. Like those are long time relationship. Like we're talking like 10, 12 years. So it helps. And see, with Dom already, we had conversation a lot. We talked about, you know, a lot of things. We talk all the time. So you're right. Like it helps a little bit to be on the same page and to understand like where we're heading. And a lot of time when the game started, and that was one of the thing with me and Dom, is when we worked together, is we didn't need to talk. We just look at each other. We'd be meeting with 50 people. We'd do presentation and just we'd look in our eyes and we got it. Or, you know, a lot of time we just, there's this chemistry that's important. You know, you don't need to agree on everything all the time, you know. You can discuss, open discussion, but you need to have the same vision. You know what I mean? When somebody always tells me, well, I want to be the devil's advocate and always bring something different to where we're heading, that's kind of slow down the process. You got to be all on the same page and, you know, adjust and tweak and look at every angle, but you got to have a relationship. That's for sure.
Thanks.